2 years ago, a scholar at graduate of St. Mike's in Toronto, but teaching at Conrad Grable at Waterloo, published, in my experience, an absolutely unique theological work. Out of the thousands of theological books I've read, I don't know anything comparable to it. It's called Ecclesial Repentance. The churches confront their sinful pasts. And what he's done is go through documents produced by all the Canadian churches, which contain statements of repentance for their sinful past. Perhaps tellingly, the Roman Church is hardly represented in this fairly substantial book. And the significant thing is that the central sin of the church's sinful past is the sin of exclusion. For the first time, my last term at King's, I taught a lady from Nineveh, a native lady, who regaled us with these horror tales of when the missionaries came to her village. She was taken into school forcefully, forbidden to speak her own language, wear her own clothes, practice her own religion. But it was an awful, deracinating, alienating experience. And that's, as I said, the central sin of all the Canadian churches. You're not the right color. You don't speak the right language. You don't have the right ethnicity. And therefore, you cannot belong. I was reminded of all this in preparing the readings for today. Isaiah, as all the Jewish prophets, knew that God had called the Jews to be what? The sign of salvation to the whole world. God's welcoming presence to everybody in the world. And the outstanding sin of the Jewish past was precisely the same as our Christian past. Namely, exclusion. You don't belong. You don't measure up. You don't fit our ideas of what's proper and good. And therefore, we can not only ignore you, but extrinsicize you, treat you as the inferiors that we know you to be. And that, again, was the besetting sin of the Jews. The Jews' history is fairly horrendous. Most of the time, they're an occupied people. The Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans. So you could understand, to some extent, their tribalizing instinct. Circle the wagons. Protect ourselves. Get rid of the stranger. They're aliens. They're not only foreigners, they're enemies. And of course, Jesus is the last of the Jewish prophets and the greatest, made a point over and over again of welcoming everybody. And we have this people who come from east and west, north and south, and will eat in the kingdom of God. That means everybody. And the Jews who did not hear him, did not believe that prophetic message, so much a part of their history, will be excluded on the basis of their exclusive policies. You know, and this is not just ancient history. That's why this book is so interesting. The author is Jeremy Bergen. As I said, teaching at Conrad Grable today. It's a big book. Lots of stuff. As I said, with the Roman Church virtually absent from its pages. Now, does that argue to the Roman Church's inclusiveness? Not the church I knew and know. I mean, the Jews are looking for history and persecutions. And you know, the Jews, exclusions of blacks, the burning of witches, the misogynistic strain that still informs much Catholic thought. No, we belong here very securely within the pages of this book as well. But then this calls us to a further step. What does it mean to be inclusive? The church, as Jesus says over and over and over in that great image of the foot washing, is to be the servant. I come not to be served, but to serve. The church's besetting problem, it seems to me, is that those servants think that they know what service means, that they determine the shape of their service. I know what you need. And therefore we have a kind of congenital or systemic deafness in the church. The first job of a servant is to listen, to hear, and then to respond. For the first time in its history, the documents of the Second Vatican Council call on the church not to just be in the world, of the world, but for the world, which means the church can learn, as the documents of the council itself said, from the world. You know? We don't come with this ready set of answers to every problem. Again, that's why we can be so grateful for the example thus far of the new Pope. You remember in Brazil, he told the bishop, get out of your houses, go into the streets, and listen to people's real needs. Because only that kind of response measures up to what service is supposed to be. Only that kind of response conforms to the vision that Jesus had of his body and his action in the world.